This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Mike Johnson, Allie Mack. Squid Billy, Bo Morgan, and Dylon not in the house today. One Garrett Chapman hanging out with us on the other side of the glass. Dylon is going to a PGA event in Philadelphia. Don't want to put him on blast. Is what it is. Just throwing that out there, man. You know what? You guys throw it right back if you want to. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us here on the morning shift. We're going to get to the front page in just a second. Got to talk about the NBA playoffs. One game was good. One game was not last night. And also some of the craziness going on with the rookie number release. I don't have an issue. Seems like a lot of people do. And I feel like if anybody would have an issue, it'd probably be me. But yet I don't. I do want to bring up one thing, though. And, Allie, I don't know if you've been made aware of this. There is a momentous occasion happening in our counterpart's household today. So Squid does this thing called MGA.
Okay.
And it's just his men's golf league on Thursday nights.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? He hasn't participated so far this year in MGA.
Well, because I participated, but I haven't. I took four weeks off.
Let me finish. Okay. And it's a big deal for him. It's like when I first started hanging out with Bo, like, this is a massive event.
Right.
He's going back to MGA tonight.
Oh.
I'm not sure how I feel about it. It seems a little soon. You know what I mean? Guy can't come in the studio and hang out with us for a few hours, but he's going to go play golf.
What was your first thing out of the house after you had kids?
That's a loaded question for me. First of all, it was during COVID when we had our first.
So nothing.
Yeah, but I was also like coaching football at the time. So my first thing I did was leave and go to a football practice and work my group out during training camp. It was August of 2020.
So it was work.
It was work. Not golf. It was work. But just throwing it out there.
But how close is the golf course to your house, Bo?
It's across
the street.
Okay. So yeah. So that makes perfect sense.
Allie, it's not even. I mean, it's. I am. If I can look out my door and see hole two.
There you go.
So
I kid. Of course, I'm excited for you to get back on the golf course today.
Well, that's funny because that's what Amy we were talking, and she's like, you know, it'd be different if I couldn't call you and you couldn't be here in, like, you know, 2 minutes.
Right.
Sure.
She's like, if you were, like, 40 minutes down the road, it would be completely different. It's funny, though, because, you know, next week I do come back, right? And it's going to be a busy week. There's one day I'm gonna fill in on the steakhouse after this show, and then and so it's like, hey, just so you know, like, it's going to be kind of busy. But, yeah, this week is, you know, it's fine. She's a big girl. She can handle it.
Oh, you're talking about Amy. Okay. I was just making sure you weren't talking about Pork Chop. I was like, no, not yet.
Pork Chop, she's not
a big girl yet.
No. Sprinkles is babysitting her tonight.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Wouldn't that be awesome if your dog could babysit? Oh, my gosh, dude, my life would be so different.
I would straight up. Like, knowing my dog's characteristics, I would trust my dog if she was, you know, capable of.
And if it was legal?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, no, I would never do it, but I'm saying, like, if dogs could babysit, my dog would be one that I do trust. Mm-hmm. There'd be some other dogs I probably would not trust.
I will say this, and my kids were petting my dog last night. We were showing my kids last night the video of my wife meeting my dog for the first time. Mm-hmm. It was a Christmas present, and I walked them in an apartment we were living in. It's still on my IG, and they thought it was the coolest thing. And then we were trying to show the dog the video, like my dog Charlie. Isn't it weird how dogs can't see phones, really? Like, you can't ever be like, hey, check this picture out. They're like, wait, what? What is that on the wall? Oh, my God. I'm like, dude, just calm down. It's right here. It's right here. I know you hear mommy's voice whistling and everything else, but it's all good.
Well, I have one video that I figured out my dog, Han, will watch. Yeah? And he just, the whole time, will twist his head, and he's just watching. And it's
he'll look at the screen?
Yes, he looks at the screen.
Wow.
I have video of it. I'll show it to you, but he just twists his head.
Is it Is it him flying his spaceship?
Does he wear number 11? Gonna get into these Falcons draft class numbers and also some of the veterans that changed some things and some of the new signees as well. But first, we're gonna go to Allie for the NBA playoff.
So the Thunder demolished the Nuggets in Game 2 last night, 149-106. SGA hit 34 points. Russell Westbrook got 19, and Nikola Jokic came through with 17. That series is now tied up. Game 3 is Friday at 10.
Yeah, Jokic fouled out. There's nothing to talk about with the game. I thought the biggest thing that happened last night was in the press conferences where Adelman, the coach, the interim coach of the Nuggets, goes, "Yeah, we got punked."
It wasn't good.
I mean, dude, phenomenal. He's like, and I expect a better effort Friday, you know. And then I love what SGA said, though. I mean, SGA kind of summed it up at the very important part. He goes, "Look, I think you got to take the emotion out of this." He's like, "It didn't matter if we won by one or 100. It's one win, and it only ties the series." He's like, and that's that. So basically, we got to turn the page and whatever. He's like, you know, sometimes you start hot, you start cold, but everything will look different on the road. We got to turn the page. This is over. And it's so funny because to me, what I hear is one team is like, we've got to take this game and use it to win the next game because of how we got handed to us. And then the other team that won it was like, yeah, we just got to. We can't even think about this game ever again. It's over, and we got to come out with the same intensity.
Yeah, game one. I mean, it seemed like Denver was shocking everybody that they go and get this win, but then it's like Thunder kind of took it the Thunder took it personally that they lost this game. This is just a little clip, real quick, that it always reminds me of.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
That's the Thunder after game one.
I love it, man.
All right, we got to talk about the Knicks. They beat the Celtics, even though at one point the Knicks were behind by 20 points. They cut that deficit to 4 with about 3 minutes left. Took the lead with less than 2 minutes left, thanks to Jalen Brunson.
Tatum across midcourt with 10. Top of the key with 8. Defended by Robinson with 7. Right wing 3. Crossover. Foul line with 4. Left block. Step back. Stolen by Bridges. Bridges trucks it down court. They've done it again. They've done it again. The New York Knicks take both in Boston and a 2-0 lead heading back to the Mecca.
Yeah, 91-90. Josh Hart hit 23. Karl Anthony Towns with 21 and Jalen with 20. Game 3 is Saturday at 3:30.
Yeah, I did not prepare any sound bites for my explanation of what happened in this game. But I can tell you that once again, after getting up to a big lead, 20-point lead at one point in this game, the Celtics just – they locked up in the fourth quarter. I even heard the analysis. They play – it. I think it was Legler on ESPN was like, it's odd for a team that has a championship to play tight in the fourth quarter. But that's what they've done. They were outscored 30-17. For Jalen Brown to score 0 points in the fourth quarter, that's not good. Look, Tatum, I think, pressed a little bit. But give Mikal Bridges a lot of credit. For two straight games, he has made massive defensive plays to seal the game, including last night where Tatum dribbles over and Bridges gambles and leaves Brown, who he's you know, tasked to guard, to make the play where it essentially – Tatum dribbled and moved over into a trap that wasn't there that Bridges heads up created. I'm not sure that this series is over at all, but I will tell you that the Knicks have straight up punched the Celtics in the face in the second half, two straight games, and I am very curious to see how the Celtics come out in game three.
Hey, Bo, this is what you sound like, though.
This ain't fair.
Every time you do that. So give me a second here. I have the power of the board, so. No, look. This series
is. I'm going to have to drive my ass to that studio and punk Garrett now.
Come on.
Mr. Sensitive.
I got something for everything, Bo. Don't worry. No, like, look, this series is far from over. No, the Boston Celtics are still the best team in the NBA at this point. I mean, they have the playoff experience. I'm not super worried that they're out of this. But mentally, coming back from consecutive 20-point losses at home in games one and two, it sets the tone. And look, the Boston needs to come out and get a win in a big way in game three. And that's really, make no bones about it.
Nice work. I think it's been a fun playoff so far, obviously, and it's the NBA playoffs, so you know we already got like 2 months left, so like we'll put a bow on that thing at some point, but it's been a lot of fun, and obviously a couple things that are very interesting, man. It's going to be nice to see how the Celtics bounce back. All right, well, we got a couple minutes left. We got to get into this topic about the Atlanta Falcons rookie numbers being let out yesterday. Now, let me just walk you guys through this. Jack Nelson was given number 69. Billy Bowman Jr., 33. Xavier Watts, 31. James Pierce Jr., given 27. That'll look a little interesting coming off the edge. But, Bo, the highlight of the day, and a lot of people had an issue with it, is Jalen Walker being given number 11. Now, if anybody doesn't remember, that was donned by one future Hall of Famer and one of the greatest to ever do it in the Atlanta Falcons uniform. That's Julio Jones.
Yeah, that's also the number he wore at Georgia. Jalen Walker did.
Yeah,
I understand some of it, but I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
And
where is Julio?
There seems to be some revisionist history about the last 4 years of Julio's tenure here and how the fan base kind of turned on him, and now they're suddenly taking up for him over a number. I love, if you guys want to know, get the number breakdown, go to AtlantaFalcons.com. Taren Wack did a phenomenal job of breaking down the numbers these guys wore in college. The interesting one to me was Billy Bowman, who will wear number 33, guys. Bowman wore 2 and 5 at Oklahoma, and her write-up was, no one wears number 2, and it has not been worn since Matt Ryan last donned it in 21, and Drake London obviously has 5. I have no issues, though, Mike, with the number 11 being used. To me, the only number that's untouchable in the organization is number 2.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And it is what it is, man. Look, there is nobody that loved Julio. Like, I played 2 years of college with Julio before I got here. And then, you know, obviously he's drafted during the lockout, played, what, 4 more years with Julio Jones while he was here. I love Julio. But to me, when you're talking about numbers that should not be worn, I don't think we just get into this business of like, well, he's good, don't want anybody – Don't need anybody. Like, no. Like, we're solid on that, dude. Like, you know, you talk about future Hall of Famers. Tony Gonzalez is in. Like, I don't need to see that happen. I just think that right now, Matt Ryan, there's recency to it, what he's meant to this organization. The fact that as much as we love Michael Penix, you're still trying to find the next guy kind of in that lineage. I'm good, man. Like, at some point, maybe I'll move on and say, all right, number 2, this, that, and the other. This is a conversation that we had here. I wore 78 in college. There's nobody that wears 78 for the Atlanta Falcons. It was just not a thing.
Mike Ken, baby.
No, but they did not give out Mike Ken's number. It was a thing. I had to go on a 79, so it is what it is. I don't have a problem with it. All right, speaking about rookie draft class and the numbers, James Pierce Jr., who was number 27, had an interesting article by Josh Kendall yesterday, some of the insight into the trade-up that was James Pierce Jr., and Allie's going to hit us with the fact that Atlantans seem to be missing the boat on a would-be, should-be holiday. Stick with us here.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's Morning Shift Sports Radio, 99 The Game.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.